And thanks again to everyone that's read, helped us open a meeting, and would normally say welcome to those that have joined us since we first started, but we've got no one else who joined us, so hi, welcome, we're glad you're here. And like I say, we are a speaker meeting, and it falls to me tonight to introduce our speaker. That's really nice, actually, to introduce a home group member to share for us tonight. This particular individual's been with us for a while, right from almost from the beginning of his recovery, I think. Popping into our meetings and being a part of, and actually taking active part of, and being of service and being here. And we've had some great conversations on the phone. We speak to each other, not regularly, but we do have some great conversations about recovery and stuff, in particular around relationships, which is always interesting. So, without much further ado, I'm going to ask Steve B, please share with us 40, 45 minutes, your experience, strength, and hope. Floor is yours, my friend.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for asking me to share. I'm Steve. I'm an addict.
Hi,
Hello,
Steve.
Yay, Steve.
Steve B, as opposed to Steve A and Steve J. I'm grateful to be asked. Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to do my best today to try and carry a message. My feelings of inadequacy. I have all these feelings of inadequacy. I'm not good enough. I'm not going to say anything clever. I might sound stupid. All this crap that goes on in my head. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't want to waste any time, really, to be honest. I have got a responsibility to carry the message. To try and no, not to carry it, to try and carry the message. And to me, that means surrender, right? Today, yeah, it means surrender. It means being myself and not trying to be anybody else, not trying to be something that I am not forcing anything. Just really, really trying my best to be stick to the facts, stick to the truth, being honest and stuff like that. Honest, basically, is the idea. So, but I have to, but saying after saying all that, yeah, I have actually done some written work. I don't, I, you know, in the past, I never did this. I never wrote anything down. But writing is cathartic. Many of us who have done step work know that writing is a good thing. You can't go wrong in writing stuff down. Do you know what I mean? You're never going to go wrong doing some written work. On your feelings or on your thoughts or what's going on or anything about your past or present or even future. Written work's always a good thing. So I've done some written work, and but I'm not. You won't. You hopefully you won't know when I'm reading it. So I'm just gonna start it off. Today I've recovered. Today, yeah. Today, just for today program. We're here today. All we have is to, we learn from the program is all we have is today. All we've got is today. That's all we have to deal with is today. That's all that, that's the only thing we have to do. We just stay clean for today. And that's what we do. That's what we, us on the program, that's what we do. So today I have recovered from my rock bottom. I have recovered from that state that I was in, that my drug addiction took me to. My drug addiction took me to what I believe was, I've been to many other bottoms. Yeah, I've been to many bottoms in my time. I've been brought to my knees many, many times since I got clean. But my rock bottom, I mean, what I'm talking about is the day that I surrendered, the day that I put the drugs down. And my addiction took me to that place. And I've had a few rock bottoms anyway. But nevertheless, it was a spiritual rock bottom. It may not have been the worst state of my life the day before my clean date. But fact is, I nearly committed suicide in that relapse. I relapsed before I got clean. I relapsed. I'm a working man. Somebody's got, I think, Steve, you've got your mic turned on there, I believe, quite possibly. Yeah, Jim's just typed that in the messages. As well, I am, but just so, because I've just used this word recovered, yeah. So I just want to let you all know, that yes, I have recovered from that rock bottom. Yeah, yes, that is a fact. Yeah, because I'm no longer there. I don't need to go back there to that place, where I'd lost everything. I'd lost my family. I'd lost my way in life. I'd lost my mind, pretty much. I lost my mind. I'd lost my sanity. I hadn't lost everything. I don't need to exaggerate. I don't need to make it sound worse than it was. I hadn't lost everything, but I had lost as much as I was willing to lose. I nearly lost my family, I nearly lost my sanity. And I felt like I'd lost my way in life, I felt like I couldn't manage. I could not stop using on my own, and I had to get to that place where, where I needed help. Do you know what I mean? I was angry. I was angry that I couldn't do this stuff. I couldn't do it. I was ready to fight for my life. Do you know what I mean? But I had to surrender. I had to surrender and give up the fight. I just want to say, I'm a work. My disclaimer to the word recovered from that state, is that I'm a work in progress. I am a work in progress. I'll say it again. I am a work in progress, right? And I'm still recovering. Still recovering. I still need to work on it. I still need to carry on doing what I'm doing, which is why I still have a program and I still come to meetings. I still have a sponsor, and I still work the steps and try to live them to the best of my ability. Try my best to live them to the best of my ability, which I don't always get right because I screw it up all the time. Yeah, I'm a human being, and human beings do that. They have a tendency of doing that. Yeah, I used drugs to deal with my apparent failure. Failure, I had a lot of failures. But the main one was I just couldn't deal with life, I thought I was a failure. I actually thought I was a failure. I think people had told me maybe I was told. I don't know if I was told that I was a failure, but I felt like I was a failure. I couldn't understand why other people could do normal things and, like deal with life and have kids and have cars and have jobs and stuff like that. I couldn't understand how somehow, like, were they given the instruction manual on how to deal with this stuff? Like, I couldn't understand how they could do it, but I hadn't got a clue. I did not have, honestly, it was just, there you go, it's unmanageable, wasn't it? It was unmanageable. I couldn't manage it. Drugs were my solution to that. Drugs were the solution. I don't know how many of you think that drugs were the problem, but drugs to me were the solution because I had feelings of inadequacy, feelings of failure, feelings of failure. I didn't think I was worth it. I didn't even want to think. Do you know what I mean? I didn't want to feel because the feelings were uncomfortable, not fitting in life, not being able to cope with life. So I found something that took away all those feelings. Drugs, God, thank you. My life started to fall apart pretty quick, of course, didn't it? The drugs didn't work for long. They didn't work for that long. The first few times, oh, it was amazing, absolutely amazing. But it wore off very quick. And I started to take it and not get that feeling anymore. Oh shit, I better take more. I bet oh and then I started taking it more often. I sacrificed my friendships. Some friends I believe actually left me and gave me a wide berth when they found out what I was doing. Another friend I shut out. I actually actively avoided a friend, one of my friends, and shut him out and just wouldn't call in. Didn't want anything to do with him because I didn't want him interfering with what I was doing. I didn't want him stopping me. That was the point. I knew I was addicted. I think I knew I was addicted. I thought, yeah. Looking back on it, that's probably where I realized I was ad addicted. I don't think I would have admitted that I was an addict. Fucking hell, no chance. But it was a long time before I could take any positive action. I knew I had an addiction at that point. My friends, I knew it was serious when I was cutting my friends out and my best friends, my best friend, I was cutting out of my life for what? For a drug. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. My life was like a downward spiral. A downward spiral. Can you imagine that? Life being like a downward spiral. getting sucked down the tubes. Yeah, everything's getting sucked down the tubes, getting worse and worse. Oh yes, I was getting sicker and sicker, and my pain was getting, more and more. So I just kept taking more drugs to medicate it. I was convinced that I was sane because what I was doing was okay because the drugs that I took were natural drugs. They were natural. They come from leaves and stuff like that. They grow in the fields. Do you know what I mean? So it's okay, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like a hippie, me. Do you know what I mean? I don't use any of that paracetamol or anything like that. I take natural. I just used it. It's not even a drug, really. It's just a plant, isn't it? I justified it like that. I will talk a bit about my childhood. Fucking hell, my childhood, Jesus. I had a lovely. I grew up as a good, a good little kid, and I had a happy childhood. I can't believe how peaceful and happy I was in my home. When I was a kid, my dad used to shout a lot. But I loved being a kid. I had a lot of fun. I was a happy little boy. I hated school. I didn't like school. I always had a fear of being bullied in school. I remember in class one, in the first year of school, all the kids. Something happened anyway. Somebody spread a lie. Somebody threw my name in the hat, basically. Yeah, they lied and threw my name. They threw my name in, basically. And the whole class, yeah, the whole class believed this fucking lie. The lie, it was a lie. The whole class believed it. And I was the one that took the fall for it, yeah? I was the one that got blamed. I was the one that got told off by the teacher. And it wasn't even me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't think that made me an addict, but it's things like that, where I don't know. And I was bullied. I'm not saying I was always bullied. I don't want to act play the victim or anything like that, but I wasn't much of a fighter. My dad used to, they used to say to me, "Stand up for yourself," they used to say. They used to say, "You need to stand up for yourself." And that, I used to go to these adults, for help, to intervene with what was fucking going on. I didn't want to be told, "You need to stand up for yourself," because I was being bullied. I was scared. I didn't want to be standing up for myself. I was scared of these other kids. I want somebody to come in and sort them out for me. Do you know what I mean? But I found out. I knew. I found out. I've got to do it myself, and I ain't doing it myself. And I just carried on getting bullied. School was not a good place for me. In short, yeah. But my home life, I enjoyed when I didn't have to go to school. I don't know. I don't really. My addiction manifested in my teens or earlier than that. My addiction was there before I took drugs. It was. It's the addiction has never been about drugs to me. Is my did my you know re, I, did I know it was addiction back then? I don't know. Did I know that? I don't know. But my addiction, when I look back, I can see it as part of my life. I had behaviors that were insane or unhealthy, whatever you want to call it. That were part of my life long before I took drugs. The drug addiction basically took me to jail. I ended up in jail. I took the rap again for something I didn't do. I took the fall. I willingly took the fall for it. And I won't go into that. I won't go into that. But. Basically that was all centered around my addiction as well. I got, I got lured, I got sucked into that because just to keep, to feed my addiction, basically. My drug addiction, I mean. Rehabs, I went to about three rehabs and about three detoxes. I went to psych wards and all that, so the jail, the rehabs, the detoxes, the psych wards. But when I was in one of the rehabs, I was exposed to Narcotics Anonymous, and there was a girl dressed in a skirt, and she was very attractive, and they all came back laughing. They all came back from this. I didn't even go to the meeting, but I saw them all come back to the rehab from the meeting, and they were all in such a great mood, and they looked, the girls looked good, and I just saw something attractive, and it wasn't just the attractive girl. It was the mood that they all came back in. There's something to it. And I chased it, I chased it up when I got out of I failed that rehab attempt, it was useless, but I chased it up. I investigated NA after that, and I started attending meetings, and I saw something that I wanted in other people, even though it was out of my grasp for a long time. I could go into, what I had to do when I got clean and all that, which I've shared it so many times. I'm tired of saying it, I got a sponsor, I did 90 meetings in night. I feel like a parrot saying it, and I did this and I did that and I did the suggestions and I did service, and because fucking I'm sick of saying it, because I'm fucking sick of people not fucking doing it when I share it. Do you know what I mean? I have no power over what other people do. Yeah, I do service, fucking, do you know what I mean? Fuck's sake, man, keep coming back. I got in my home group, yeah, I got so sick of seeing newcomers coming and going and coming and going and coming and going and coming and going. No, never fucking stay in, basically, yeah. It's so frustrating. So frustrating. But I stayed clean, and it wasn't just me, some of us stayed clean, but I have seen so many newcomers come and go, come and go. Some of them are dead, yeah, basically, yeah, as well. And I tried to help one. I can think of one that I tried to help, and he's dead. I tried to help him. I took him to meetings, bought him literature, whatever, fed him, all that kind of stuff, paid for his electric. I don't know what I did. I did went to any lengths to help this guy. Got sick of him in the end. Fucking, I'm not taking responsibility for what he did with his addiction, though. I mean, I was a bit sharp with him. I gave him some tough love one day. And I don't think he ever came back. Fucking hell. And then he's dead about two years later. I tell you what, I didn't put those drugs in him. Do you know what I mean? Fucking hell. Anyway, my life. I'll pray for him. Do you know what I mean? He's in the next realm now. Do you know? You're in the next spiritual realm, whatever you want to call it. My life today. I'm not here to sell anything, basically. I'm not going to say that the life I live is absolutely awesome, fucking awesome. It's not my life. The life I live isn't always, just fucking awesome. It isn't. It bloody isn't. I'm not here to say that because it's difficult sometimes. But what I will say is the life I live today is the life is better than the life I could have hoped for. It is the life that I dreamt, that I dared to dream. That it's the life that I dared to dream all those years ago, even in my using years, my using days, even. Yeah, like I said, life can be hard. That's why I need the program, the Narcotics Anonymous program, so that when life comes at me, I do not need to use. I do not need to go back out the door and find myself lonely, hopeless, and lost, and facing death and destruction. Drugs were the way I faced any difficulty. Drugs were the way I celebrated. I didn't need an excuse to use drugs. In recovery, I don't use no matter what. I don't use no matter what. Doesn't matter what. And that's what I do in recovery, yeah? I don't even do that perfectly. Let me tell you. I've got a vape here somewhere. I can't find it now. I can't use. Oh, yeah, right. I can use anything. I can use a hammer to fix a shed reefer for one. I can use a computer to do an online meeting. I can use all kinds of things. If I'm not using it really spiritually, it means I'm free. I'm wholly free, fully whole. Is it wholly free? Whole, free for, I don't know what it is. Fully whole and wholly free or something like that. Yeah, but without in true freedom from active addiction. Like I say, it's fully whole and wholly free, something like that. I don't know. I'm trying to quote it from our symbol, but I don't think I'm doing a great job. But I feel free, the freedom, the peace, and it's just there's nothing like it. I was gonna cook lamb. I was supposed to cook lamb this evening. Some of you probably know. I was supposed to cook lamb for my partner this evening, and when I told her that I was sharing my experience, strength, and hope, she was really, really, jubilant, excited, happy for me. And she said, "Don't worry about the lamb," she said, which I feel a bit emotional about. That's nice. I really appreciate that. I wanted to cook her that lamb, I did. But I appreciate she's given me the freedom, and I didn't have to, run around the kitchen like a headless chicken. I'll cook it tomorrow night, I hope. Not living in the day again tomorrow. Fucking hell, man. Honestly, my life, yeah, my head is in a much better place if I keep it in the day, if I keep my thinking and my feelings in the day, I am in a better place. Yeah, when I start projecting into tomorrow or worrying about yesterday, whatever, you know, I'm not in a great space. I need to keep living the moment and keep it just for today. That works best for me. I don't do it perfectly. That my step 10 helps me do that when I practice it. But you know, it is the bottom line. The bottom line is staying clean. You know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the literature, the grey book. I am currently going through Back to the Grey with a new sponsor. Back to the Grey, working the steps that way from the grey book. I've done step one from the grey book only a few weeks ago, over the last few weeks, and I've done the preliminaries with tradition one. So I'm just at the beginning of another journey, really, through the steps. And that's my journey. You know, I don't really think I've got a huge amount else to share. Do I have to wrap it up there? I don't know. Yeah, like I say, you know, I'm not gonna go on any longer than I need to. But you know, it is really and really is like you know, Jay was saying, honestly, not living the day. But yeah, you saying yesterday, God, you know, I need to be the most important person in the room. You know, the newcomer for us. Yeah, it is. It's absolutely right. The newcomer is the most important person in the room. But if I don't feel like the most important in the room person, if I don't feel like I am the most important person in the room, then it's right. Yeah, what am I doing here? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and you know, you'll all get your chance. Hope you all get your chance to share and be the most important person in the room, because we all need that. And you know, my plan this evening was to actually share some of the really difficult stuff in my life, you know, because I have a lot of difficulties. I have a lot of problems come up. Steve was only just saying before I started sharing, you know, I when I have a relationship problem, I call him up sometimes. I call other people up, you know. I have relationships in my life today, you know, not just one romantic relationship. You know, I've got other relationships, you know, I've got, you know, and like, they're the most, to me, relationships are the greatest gift of recovery. They're the greatest gift, and like the sorest curse, you know, like the worst, the like the best thing and the worst thing, you know. And it's like what we say about feelings. You know, the good news is that you get your feelings back. The bad news is you get your feelings back, because when we get our feelings hurt, when our feelings are hurt, you know, you know. For me, you know, I'm liable, you know, I become a liability, you know, I'm like, you know, if, oh man, you know, I would do well when my feelings are hurt. I would do really, really well to get out of that situation without causing more harm, basically. Yeah, you know, because that just seems to be mostly the way it goes. It's really, I find it, once I've got hurt feelings, yeah, I find it really, really difficult to like, fucking hell, you know, it work any program around it, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, right, I'm gonna ask for that to be removed now. Yeah, right, okay, yeah, right, go on, please take it away. Yeah, I still fucking, honestly, yeah, whatever. Yeah, anyway, you know, defects, yeah, all that shit we call defects, they are actually part of us. And you know, some might say, you know, they're a necessary part of us. They just For me, in my experience, they drive me into a pit. You know, they drive me into the ground. You know, and I have to repeatedly get to that place where I cannot live like that any longer and resurrender my will and my life into the care of that living higher power, and go where it takes me, because, you know, I can't live that way. I just, you know, I can't live in misery and moaning and bitching and complaining and arguing and all that. I can't live that way. It's not good for me. And if I was to think that I could live that way, I would be back out the door. I would be back out the door, and wouldn't be long, I'll pick up again. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, don't use no matter what. Anyway, that's the message. And anyone else? Yeah. Right, I'll finish on the NA message. The NA, the official NA message. That any addict can stop using, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Thanks for asking me to share. I'm Steve, and I'm an addict.